I'm Joe Cazera. This is KXT 91.7. You're listening to The Afternoon Show. We have very special guests in the studio today. People are very excited about this band from California who have brought about a revival of the legendary Laurel Canyon sound from the late 60s and early 70s. From where Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young, Joni Mitchell, Jackson Browne, even the Eagles' careers were sparked. They're in town to play tonight at the Cavern in Dallas, and they have stopped by to play a few songs from the debut album, North Hills. Brothers Taylor and Griffin Goldsmith. Taylor is lead vocalist and guitar. Griffin is the drummer, bassist Wiley Gelber, and keyboardist Alex Kasnoff. We're very proud to welcome Dawes to KXT. Welcome, guys.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Okay, I have just very few questions because I just want to sit and hear you play. Is that fine?
All right, yeah.
How about a song to start us off?
All right, cool. Yeah, this is Love Is All I Am.
I need a silent, true way to admire. Like you as a sunset, and I as a wildfire. And I can't let the day go. I've locked up these words in fear that I'd say them wrong. Is it love as a mountain, or love as a simple song? And the moment that the two meet has now laid itself at your And love is not convenience. It does not cease at your command. You might take and leave it, but love is all I am. Love is all. I need a boundless, soft way to commend. Like you as a temper, and I as your tender end. And however long your fates last, I will live within your shadow cast. And love is still your stranger. It does not respect how much you'll stand. You might be love's reminder, but love is all I am. Love is all I am. I need a graceful, proud way to let go. To smile and accept the things that you don't know. The losses and the gains blurred. The weight of the
KXT 91.7 live in the studio joins us Dawes today. Very nice. That's Love Is All I Am from the brand new album, North Hills.
Yeah.
Very nice. Where does the name come from?
Dawes was the first name of Griffin's and my grandfather. His name was Dawes Lafayette Goldsmith. He lived out in Oklahoma and came out to California with the Dust Bowl, actually. And then my father was born in California. And the music that my grandpa grew up on and big influence for him was something that I never really understood or related to. And then once he passed away, it sort of like became a big part of like what inspired Dawes. So it was, I guess, like that roundabout way of his effect on the music was sort of had a lot to do with why we wanted to make that the name.
What do you think he would have said?
I don't know if he would have liked it necessarily. He used to say, if you got a bass player, you don't need a drummer. If you got a drummer, you don't need a bass player. He was like real country, like, you know, the basics, kind of what he was into.
Talk about the recording of North Hills. I'm just as musicians, we're just amazed that you went to two-track tape, totally live.
Yeah.
No digital editing at all.
Yeah. We did it all. Yeah, like no computer even in the room, really. It was all at our producer's house, Jonathan Wilson, and Griffin and Wiley, and they were all in the living room. I was in the kitchen, like sort of looking over the like breakfast nook into there where they were, and we just did it live. We were able to commit to takes because there was so much bleeding. Like my vocal was in the drums and the guitar was in, like my vocal was in the guitar, like everything, it was either take it or leave it. So it definitely forced us to step up as players and really commit to the performance, which we never had any experience with when we were recording digitally, just because there were so many sort of just safety nets of that and luxuries. So we never, we weren't really aware of how much recording analog was going to force us to be on our best game.
So you went in, you started going, we're going to do this live to tape.
We didn't really know what the nature of it was. I mean, it was funny, like Jonathan Wilson, who produced it, we now have a wonderful relationship with him, but at the time he had never heard our music. He had only like, he's like, I'll work with you guys. And we really like admired him and respected him and knew he had a sense of what we were trying to do. And we had a lot of mutual friends that would vouch for us, but he still had never heard the material. So, you know, if we got there and recorded like one song and he was like, that was a lot of fun, guys, but I think that's going to have to be it. Like, that wouldn't have been a huge surprise. So we really didn't know what to expect. We were just dying to make a record. And so we were like, let's do it live. Like, it seems like we'd tried previously to record in separate rooms and track by track, and we weren't really like none of the performances sounded connected to each other, and we were we actually kind of got down on ourselves, like, man, I hope this isn't indicative of who we are as a band. And then we did it live, we're like, okay, that's how it works for us. That's what we need to make sure we're always doing.
So you'll think you'll record the next album that way?
Definitely.
I think so.
Wow. Yeah. All right. How about another song then?
All right. This one's Give Me Time.
Give me time. Give me time. If there's one thing you could give to help me show you all that's mine, give me time. Show me love. Show me love.
Dawes joins us live in the studio here at KXT 91.7. Give Me Time from the new album, North Hills. Very, 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 very nice.
Thanks.
Your Taylor Griffin, your dad, was the lead singer of Tower of Power.
He was for 2 years.
In between records.
Yeah, they were in between records. He was on tour with them. And then I was actually born right in the middle there. He was on tour with them at 84 to 86.
Wow.
He ended up, like, for different reasons, he ended up leaving before he got a chance to record with them. So, but yeah, he was the singer of that band for a while.
Did that music influence you any?
Definitely. We were raised on that stuff. For a while, it was like a strict diet of James Brown and Otis Redding and all that stuff. And then when we would ask him, like, what about this, like, Bob Dylan guy? He's like, oh, you don't want to listen to that. That guy can't sing. Like, okay, we won't listen to that then. And then later on, we sort of came about it on our own, and he even likes it now too. So,
what are you listening to lately?
Well, I've been doing a lot of different stuff. I've been I think we're all sort of on different kicks right now. I've been listening to a lot of Warren Zevon and Lucinda Williams and Smog. And then I know that, like, in the van, we've had, like, Fela Kuti on and Bill Withers and Donny Hathaway. So it's been a lot of different things.
Now, Wiley, your bassist, I guess, who's in the other room, but he's also doubles as your tech. Is that correct?
That's right.
What's some of the stuff he's fixed unconventionally?
Every chord that we play, he's made. Like, he's like, fashioned. And he built my pedal board. It even says For Taylor from Wiley on it. It's pretty awesome. And then my amp fell apart at one point, just like caved in on itself because all the metal was like, it's a nice amp, but it was just sort of like cheaply put together. And he went in there and just like made it four times the amp was before.
Wow.
And he does that sort of thing all the time. It's pretty awesome. We're extremely lucky to have a guy on tour where we could be like, hey, well, I'm having a problem with this. Like, maybe we can not have to spend hundreds of dollars and you could just help us fix it.
Well, if you can stick around a while, I think we have a console in the next studio.
Oh, right. Yeah, he'll fix it.
How about one more song?
All right, cool. This one's When My Time Comes.
Like a workhorse and more like a slave. I thought that one quick moment that was noble or brave would be worth the most of my life. So I pointed my fingers and shouted few quotes I knew, as if something that's written should be taken as true. But every path that I've taken and conclusion I drew would put truth back under the knife. Now the only piece of advice that continues to help is anyone that's making anything new only breaks something else. When my time comes, for my successes with all my defeats. And if heaven was all that was promised to me, why don't I pray for death? And now it seems like the unraveling started too soon. I'm sleeping in hallways, and I'm drinking perfume, and I'm speaking to mirrors, and I'm howling at moons, while the worse and worse that it gets. Well, you can judge the whole world on the sparkle that you think it lacks. Yes, you can stare into the abyss, but it's staring right back.
Fantastic. Very, very good. Very good. Dawes was our guest live in the studio today. They play at the Cavern tonight at 8. They'll be in Houston tomorrow night at Rudyard's and Saturday night at Emo's in Austin. They'll be back in Austin on the 20th for South by Southwest. Thank you very, very much, Dawes.
Thanks
for having us.
Please check out the concerts events page at KXT.org for further information about live acts and venues. I'm Joe Cozera. This is KXT 91.7, Music to the Core.